change begins taking place, and when change takes place, you are becoming more aware of the things that are happening in your life. A whole new vibration comes in, and it's like a whole movement starts taking place within you. So when change takes place, and Greg is handing out some things to take home and look at so that you have something to follow. I remember when I was going through so many of my changes, and the thing I found out that we are always going through change. You know, every step we take is another step to be taken. And the quicker I learned how to embrace my changes rather than to fight with them, the faster I moved through the change. So began to journal my changes and journal the things that would help me to take them more quickly. So these are the different things that I came up with as I was working through this. And I'm telling you, years. I worked years and years on how to work and change. Because I didn't like change very well. Because it always was threatening. It always took me off my poise and made me feel kind of uncomfortable. But I soon learned that my uncomfortableness was only my fear coming up and making me feel stuck and not being able to move gracefully through the change. So once I started learning this, it was easier for me to make my changes. Everything, because we have free will. We have free will to go ahead and make a change, or the free will to say, no, I'm not going to do it. But when we make a prayer to take a step spiritually and to move into the next step of our beingness, because we are souls evolving and moving through time and space over and over from one lifetime to the next, we have gone through so many changes. And with each change has come a new consciousness. So change always produces a new consciousness within you. Change is changing your consciousness. Took me a long time to understand that one, but once I got it, I got it. Change is a consciousness change. But when that consciousness change comes, it produces a side effect. And the side effect is that you might find yourself looking for a new opportunity that has come into existence for you. A new opportunity, such it could be a new job, it could be a new relationship, it could be a new house, a new car. I mean, the list of changes are numerous. And we've all been through these changes. And as we've danced with our changes and embraced them, we move quicker, didn't we? So here are some of the things to remember as change takes place. You have a desire in your heart to make a change. And that desire has energy. It's powerful. Your desires are one of the most powerful things, energies, that you have. Your desire comes with a real pow within you. You know, I realized I had many desires, about 20 desires, and each one of those desires were a little part of me. There was a 10% desire for a better home. There was a 15% desire for a new car. There was a 50% desire to have more money. There was a 20% desire to do something special in my life. It's just all these little things. But they all, these little changes became a huge shift in consciousness for me when I decided the most important, the very most important change I could make was within myself. These outer things weren't important, but the inner thing was important. And so I quit desiring the outer things. I stopped desiring outer things. And I began to focus my desire on the inner things. I desired to know God. I didn't know exactly what that meant, but my desire was so strong that I wanted, what can I do? How can I do it? What do I need to make that contact? There was something in me that said there was a power within me that was trying to move out and to be. And so as my desire became a flame within myself, nothing was more important. Everything was find myself within. Because Jesus said, it's within. So if it's within, how am I going to go there? What does that mean? So with that great desire, and it became 100% desire. And people would question me about that and say, you know, 100% desire, you know, what's going to happen to your family? What's going to happen to this, that, and the next thing? And I began to understand that those things were being taken care of for me. Because in desiring that change and making it the most important thing in my life, everything started to change within my family, within my friends, within my job. I started to look at everything differently because I was changing within. So your desires are so important. So look at your desires and say, what is the most important thing in my life? Is it to be a better mother? Is it to be a better provider for your family? Is it a better job? Is it a better relationship? Whatever you focus on 100%, it will come to pass. And I know that's the truth. I know that's the truth. But there was a part of me that knew, I guess it's because I've been on this planet so many times in so many lifetimes, and that I had tried so many things in many lifetimes to make it happen for me, that I finally came into this lifetime and said, look, none of that's going to be as important. When I was 5 years old, I said, God's going to talk to me. I'm going to know God. And my parents were like, what? You're going to know God? You know, nobody knows God. I'm going to know God. And that desire of that little five-year-old was so important that it never stopped pushing me and yanking my chain, no matter what I did. And as I desired to know God, what happened was I began to know myself. I began to know myself, my within self, my soul. I began to discover that within me, within my very essence, after I uncovered all the stuff that wasn't important, all my bad behaviors, all my judgments on other people, all my preconceived ideas of what God is and how God was going to work in my life, all those ideas had to be gone because God was more than I ever dreamed possible, because God became an energy, a force within me, that the more I let go and let this energy come forth, the more this energy changed my beliefs and understandings. The more I allowed myself to be absorbed by the light, and that was scary. It wasn't easy. It was a little on the scary side here. But as I allowed the energy to come through, and so many of you have told me when I meet you outside that you felt an energy and a force and a light, and it scared you, and you didn't know what to do with it, and you were afraid to come back. This is your soul, God in you, working you and moving your energy and creating a new being within you, where all your problems are solved. Because when I say that, I don't mean that nothing bad, well, dramatic will happen to you. I don't know. I have all kinds of things that go on every day that I have to handle. But I handle them differently because I'm coming from a place of knowingness rather than scaredness. I used to come from scaredness. So I encourage you, and you're here. You are interested in growing and changing and knowing more about who you are. And that's the greatest gift you can give yourself. The greatest thing I ever did was give up. Surrender. Surrender to the allness of God, not knowing what that was. The allness of my soul. And in that process, that desire that forced me and pushed me with great passion to moving out of the third dimensional consciousness into the fourth dimensional consciousness. This is what is happening all over the world now. More and more souls are like you are. You are ready to move into your next state of beingness. Move out of the law of cause and effect and drama in your life to the next dimension of beingness, which sees, which understands the play that's going on. Let me see how to say this to you. You've all been to the movies. All of you have been to the movies. And you know how you go to the movies and you kind of watch what's going on? I just went to see Batman. Hey, that was fun. But I was watching the drama of that and all the things that was happening. And it was so much fun to sit back and watch all this taking place and not getting involved in how it was going to end up or who was going to get hurt or killed or whatever. I was watching it. What happens when you move into the next dimension of beingness, and hear this, you observe your play, the things that are going on like a movie. You are one step watching it. One part of you is in it, and the other part is watching it and observing it and not getting caught up in it. What a gift that is, not to get caught up in the play, the family situations, the drama that goes on in the workplace, the drama that goes on in the city, the drama that goes on all over. But you stand on this higher dimension, and you see it for what it is, and you become a participant in the evolution rather and the solution to the problems rather than creating more problems. You see, You become the solution. Now, we all are dedicated to lift up Detroit. You are becoming a solution to the problem of the drama that's going on here. We're standing above it. We are not in it. We are standing above it, bringing our light, bringing our love, bringing our beingness into holding the light so that others who may not be as aware as we are can see everything differently. You are so important to what's going on in Detroit. You are so important to what is going on in this church. Because you are meditating, because you are working on your soul evolution, because this is important to you, you are a great support system to what's going on in the economy, in your own life, in the life, my life. You are supporting me. I'm supporting you. We are supporting each other. We are, when we're in this other dimensional beingness, when we're meditating, we are lifted up beyond this everyday drama. You get still. You get quiet. You are lifted. And in so being lifted, the light comes in and shines on you and brings in new energy, new life, and new vibrations. We become a light unto the whole universe because we open ourselves up to this energy. And at the beginning, we're only able to connect with this much energy. But as we continue to meditate and become more conscious of light and our spiritual growth, it becomes wider and wider and wider. And we are more effective. We are on the fourth dimension, helping the third dimension. We are a blessing to the world. We are dynamic energy pools of light and love. And when we gather together like we do every Tuesday night, we are adding our vibration and our energy to something bigger than ourselves, something more important. It's humanity. It's you see, every soul on this planet is yearning to find out who they are, to solve their problems and understand more about how to move in this world and not be caught up with the drama of this world, to be in this world but not be of it. Jesus talked about that. Be in the world, but not be in it. In other words, not letting all these things affect you and pull you into its drama. And when we meditate, we allow ourselves to get out of the drama if a half hour. But you take that energy, you take that light, and you bring it with you when you go home to bless your families, to bless the people in your neighborhood. Your light shines, even though you may think you didn't do anything tonight when you sat there. Because you're here, because you have a desire, it creates energy. The desire just to be here is creating energy. It creates energy. I see that I've talked about desire creates energy. Will follows desire. When I say will, I mean that energy pow is pushing on you. See, desire and the will to make it happen, the will. So first the desire comes and then the will comes, and you know how strong the will is. It will get you I found that out when I love ice cream. Favorite thing is ice cream. And boy, one night at 2 o'clock in the morning, I was hungry for ice cream and it was snowing outside. And this girl got up, got in her car, went to the 7-Eleven and got some ice cream. I thought, that's will in action. The desire ice cream, the will followed that desire. And it happened. And then I began to think about, if that's that powerful, what would happen if I had the same will and desire to know God, know myself? It would do it, wouldn't it? It'd get up on a rainy day and go out wherever it needed to go to do that which it was necessary for me to do to find the essence of myself within myself. If I do that for ice cream, what would I do if I really wanted to find God? What would I do? How willing was I to do the hard things and see what happens? See what happens. When we meditate, it creates change in us. And that change will bring forth new desires to go the next step. You see, God was so smart, brilliant. Can you imagine? Created this whole universe and he's brilliant enough to create us and give us one major thing. And that major thing is desire and will. Free will and desires. If you get and understand that your desires are energy and your free will carries forth your desires, then eventually you come to the place where you say, I desire to know myself. I desire to have a real connection with my God self. I desire to serve humanity and do whatever is necessary to support my brothers and sisters. Because the more you move into this higher dimension of yourself, love becomes who you are. You can't help loving because you are love. You can't help it because that's who you are. Because loving is the way you can express. It's not what you're going to give me. It's just that you're loved. Because you are love. Because you're made in God's image, you're love. Because you're part of God, you're love. And you see that at this other dimension. And you understand it at this other dimension. So you, when I say to you, you are working in the best interest to your soul, when you are meditating, when you're stilling your mind, even if it's for 2 minutes, something is going to happen within you. Something will burst into flames within you. So embrace change. Change is so important to embrace because change within you changes your consciousness, the way you think, the way you feel about life, the way that life expresses through you. God in you. God in you. I am the I am that I'm seeking for. I remember meditating and saying, what on earth is that? I am the I am. What could that possibly mean? Well, intellectually, I had some understanding. But what does that mean within me? What does that mean in the very depths of my being? I wanted to crack that seed. I wanted to crack it and understand it. I didn't care what it took. I didn't care. And when I got all done, and I'm still working on this, and it's still becoming more clear and more wider reaching, I discovered that right here, right within me, was everything I needed. Everything. But I had to peel the onion, and I mean the onion. I had to take each little piece off to discover, to peel down to the core of myself, to peel down. So that's the process. The process is when we stand in the light, the energy shakes up anything in you that isn't like the light. And I found out there was a plenty of stuff that wasn't the light. And I had to let go of it. And it wasn't much fun, but it was the most important thing that I ever did. Because in discovering the essence of me, I discovered the essence of you. You see, I can see you in your bodies and know the truth of you. I can know and vibrate with you and know that who you are is so important. Who you are is God relating out of you. I can see the energy. I can see the vibration. I can see you. God is, and you are. God is, and you are. God is, and you are. I see that. I see that. And because I see that, I can help pull that out of you. Because it's hard to even say to you, because it touches my heart so. When I see you and I look in your eyes, I see God in you. And I know that I'm meeting God every day of my life, every moment of time, every person I touch and am with. I see God. And how can I not love you? How can I not care about you? I will do whatever I can in support of your spiritual growth. And part of my support of your spiritual growth is for me to grow and change. Because if I can grow and change and become, I can help you grow and change and become. So my commitment to you is I'm going to grow and change and become, and I'm going to help you grow and change and become. And that's the joy of my life. I'm fulfilling that little five-year-old's dream. God talked to me. And when I found out, at the end of all the searching, I found out this inner part of me is the inner part of you. It's the core of your being. It's your soul. And I had to get rid of the personality, because the personality had an ego and it wanted things for itself. It had to go. And then what happens is the soul comes out. The soul uses the personality. There's a turnaround here. The soul uses the personality. The personality doesn't use the soul. The personality on the third dimension has the ego. But in the fourth dimension, the soul uses the personality because it's a vehicle and it understands that it's a vehicle. It's only, I'm in this vehicle. It has to have some sort of personality or I'd be blah. I have to have a dynamic. How can you not be dynamic when God is in you? How can you not be full of life? How can you not be full of love when God is ising in you and you found that isingness in yourself? You see, God is ising in you right now. That part of you is ising, and it's a vibration, and it becomes more of a vibration and more of an energy and more powerful within you every step you take. You become a blessing, to the world and to all that is around. So it is my joy to be a part of this service, to be a part of your life, whatever part of your life I can be. I love praying with you every morning. I love it. You know why? I feel so close to you. I feel your needs and your desires, your desire for healing, your desire for your brothers and your sisters, and your desire to know more about God. I have so many prayers of how do I take another step on my journey. Pray that I take the next step. Oh, thank you. I can pray. I can pray for all this stuff. I can hold this in the light. I simply hold it in the light knowing that answered prayer is coming. Answered prayer is coming to each and every one of us because God answers your prayers because they're desires. And every desire you have will be answered. Every desire. If not now, later on. Some of the desires I had 3 lives ago are finally coming to fruition this life. Believe me, that's amazing. When you think, oh my, I had that desire way back there and here it is popping up here. Wow. You start to understand what motivates you, what pushes you forward, what you can do to change your life. The way you think, the way you work, the way you do, but it's in consciousness. Consciousness, the change of consciousness. And it's not easy to change consciousness because I will speak for Jane. I resisted it. And I will tell you, please go with it as quickly as you can. Because I wasted a lot of time in resistance and not surrendering. Probably many, many years I could have been doing what I'm doing years ago if I hadn't resisted. But at least here I am now. Thank God. Thank God I gave up and surrendered. So if there's something that you want to accomplish, there's something in your heart of hearts, and search that heart. Search that heart and know that that desire of your heart will be fulfilled. It's part of the universal law. Whatever you desire will be fulfilled. So make your desires magnificent. Give them power. Give them energy. Give them love. They will produce themselves. Going within. And Jesus said this, the kingdom of God is within. If you go within, everything out here changes. And that is the truth. Everything looks differently. It's a process. But things begin to look differently. And you begin to resonate differently. You begin to see your fellow man differently. Before, you may have judged them, and now you love them. It's a wonderful, wonderful thing that you're doing for yourselves. It's wonderful because you're loving yourself. You know, you're loving yourself. You're saying, oh, I've got a busy day. Why should I come to meditation? Why should I spend that half hour, 45 minutes? I'm not sure. My mind's going 90 miles an hour and I can't think and I can't still myself. Oh, believe me. Believe me, just because your heart was there. Just because your desire got you in the car, got you here. Things are happening in your life. Things will come to you in revelations. Changes will start happening in your consciousness. You'll find out that you are totally looking at your family differently and your workplace differently. And you begin to appreciate who you are. Not as an ego, but as a divine being expressing all that God is in you. God is love. God is loving you. You are loving God. I love you. You're loving me back. God loving me, loving you. It's a great circle of love. It's a great circle of love. And you will never be without it. You will never be without it. That is the greatest thing of all. You carry it with you. It walks with you. It sleeps with you. It wakes up in the morning with you. It ate breakfast with you. It's great because God is in you, just waiting to become more aware in you, more prevalent, more, and it's a slow process because you can only take that vibration and energy slowly but surely. It opens up slowly but surely, and you can carry more, you can handle it more, and you can feel it more. Because if suddenly you awoken totally to your God self, it would be so nerve-wracking. I think about it this way. If you were blind, and you never saw, and you were always in the dark, and then somebody just walked over and gave you a tap on the head, and you could see, you wouldn't know what you were looking at, because you had never seen a body before. You wouldn't know what that body is, a tree. You're a body. What's going on here? The light, you'd want to close your eyes. But if you slowly but surely got the opportunity, slowly but surely, to see, and you see, oh, this is a tree. Oh, okay. Then open it up a little bit more. Oh, there are chairs there. This is a chair. And you slowly but surely get to open up wider and wider, and your vision is opened up wider, and you know and understand each part of this. It's familiar. It's comfortable. It is not scary. And that's why the process is like it is. It's not scary because it's slow. And the hardest thing with me was, it's too slow. I want to go faster. Oh, this is so great. I want to go faster. No. I had to learn patience, and then more patience. But soon, a little bit more opened up, and a little bit more, and a little bit more. And in that process, I began to see everything differently. Everything in my life changed. I leave you with these thoughts. You are God in essence. And honor yourself. Love yourself. Appreciate who you are. Appreciate the divine divinity in you. And connect with that part of you. Because you know what's best. Your heart will tell you. Your heart knows the truth of you. And it's trying to burst into flames within you. It's like a passion, a passionate desire that comes and embraces you. Because it wants to be born more awakened in you. More awakened and more awakened and more awakened. So I bless you. I love you. I support you. I support you. And I look forward to being with you on Sunday morning, Tuesday night, any old time. We can make it happen. Thank you for being here. Thank you for being a part of my life. And I feel so blessed because there's so much God in this room. Good night, and I'll see you at the door.